This is Empowered Podcast, a podcast for interviews, discussions, and most of the time, chill and candid conversations with insightful thought leaders, inspiring educators, and courageous change makers who help transform, elevate, and celebrate teachers around the globe. Let's get empowered. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode and welcome back to a new season of Empowered Podcast. We're now on season 10 and one of our discussions for today's season is actually on the generation that we have right now and how technology and social media is impacting the lives of the youth of today. And I'm very, very proud to finally welcome Dr. Michelle Alignay. I've been working with her, I think we've started working around 2023, and it was just very, I think it was a blessing because finally I found someone who's an expert in psychology, parenting, who also really deeply appreciates or knows what's happening with technology. So I felt like I found someone who could really understand my ideas and also someone whom I can have a very good conversation, not just about technology, but everything about life. So finally, welcome to Empowered Podcast, Doc Michelle.
Hello, Jim. Magandang araw sa inyong lahat. It's nice to be here. I really appreciate this invitation and this topic in your podcast.
It's our honor, Dr. Michelle, and I'm pretty sure our listeners right now will really pick a lot of insights and ideas coming from you. So before we start, Dr. Michelle, can you say something about yourself, about what you're doing right now?
How do I start it? Okay, I'm Dr. Michelle Alignay. I wear many hats by profession. I'm a licensed guidance counselor and psychologist. But putting all this work in action, I teach part-time in Miriam College in the psych department. I also have my own consulting. I do mental health, family life training for corporates and educational institutions. So that's my private practice. And I also lead a ministry called Light of Jesus Pastoral Care, which I am the director. We are a mercy ministry of the community, The Feast. So we help people in crisis through online psycho-spiritual sessions.
All right. A lot of hats being worn.
A lot of things.
I feel like Doc Michelle and I do not believe in specialization too much. While we specialize,
we are special. Yes, we are very, very particular with what we do. But if you know, di ba nag-i-interplay lahat? Everything, it has an intersection. Now, we're talking about the intersection of mental health, family life, and of course, the digital sphere. So it's exactly where I am always.
Yeah, lovely. And Doc Michelle, I love that during our past conversations when we were having webinars and we were talking about social emotional learning and resiliency and the digital world. So coming from those conversations, I came up with this idea and really wanted to hear more from you. And of course, on the platform on Empowered Podcast. So let's start with the first point that we want to talk about. Technology like smartphones and social media, how has it been affecting, you know, children's feeling of anxiety or maybe they're just basic emotions and feelings and interaction with the real world?
It may be, some say it's not directly affecting if you look at correlational studies and all, but you know, it has a relationship. One thing, if a child is very immersed in the digital media, the screen time is way beyond what is healthy. So it limits their interaction with the outside world, with the real world. It limits the movement. It limits proper diet, maybe. It limits person-to-person interaction. Let's just go first to physiology. And all these real-life engagements are actually the ones leading the person to have normal secretions of hormones. They get good sunlight, they sweat. The body physiology is actually moving properly. But if the person is just stuck in the online sphere, chances are nakaupo yan. That is why during the lockdown, it's not the situation outside only that actually led so many people and so many children to have anxiety, but it's also the lack of movement and interaction. So meron din siyang another angle of looking at it. And of course, developmentally, the developing child needs actually to have movement, interaction, because that's what affects the emotions plus the developing brain. So evolutionary-wise, developmental perspective, developmental psychology, kulang yung opportunities. I use that word. It's not the appropriate kind of diet that a child on a particular age level is having. Hindi kumikulang sa diet niya, the real interaction diet there.
Doc Michelle, I love that you pointed out the physiological development. I think everything boils down because we need the body. We need well, we're embodied spirits. Our body is our core, di ba? Without our body, we cannot do as much. So a lot of the things that you've said, the development is actually anchored, and that the fact that social media or maybe technology itself and social media and smartphones are taking over our lives, especially the youth, it sort of changes the way, or I'm not quite sure if the proper word interferes, or it adds something. The body was not developed right throughout evolution.
It's not.
You co-wrote Growing Up Wired, which I think right
Yes, with
now
Dr. Pinalichua.
super, super phenomenal for me right now because it has predicted what people, which is rewiring the brain, the generation's brain right now. Can you talk more about what you've written there and how it has sort of predicted what's happening now?
I'm a co-author of that book, no? And then, of course, our main think tank and author is no less than Dr. Queen Elichua. And I wrote the parts there of the developmental aspects of a growing child. So the emotional, the social-emotional development. One of the key factors that Queena naman wrote many about the neurological, the heavy cognitive basis. So it's a mix of balance. So sa akin, in full practicality, I call it a healthy digital media diet. Because if you give the child the proper diet early on, the seeds of that proper diet will be developed better. But if you subject them as early as maybe preschool, they have their own gadgets, to excessive, take note of the word, because people quantify, ay, hindi naman masama eh. Well, now school is online, but we're trying to operate on the word excess. Excess beyond the allotted, the suggested, especially for screen time. If you go beyond, then it can lead to other aspects of your development being affected. So it may be directly affecting or indirectly affecting, but look at the many developmental lags and developmental issues that we encounter among young children now. So saan to galing? One study will disprove one study will disprove them. But if you look at it in the whole perspective of how the humans are created, paano ginawa ang tao, hindi kasama yung digital media sa pagkakaprograma sa katawan natin. So yung sinasabi mong rewiring, hindi gagalawin din ng technology kung paano tayo ginawa. So we're trying to be God. We're trying to be God on this aspect. So ako ang simpleng kiko lang dyan for educators or for parents, no? If I use this, will this encourage also offline use? If I use technology, will this actually affect and target a particular aspect of the child development in good or in bad? Kasi di ba, meron naman mga projects, meron mga engagement that, okay, nice online, but can actually be more experiential offline. So it has to be always, the word here is balance. Remember na pag meron kang nilagay sa plato, a child can only have too much, especially iba-ibang stage yan. Pag may nilagay ka sa plato, pag puro digital media, screen time ilagay mo dyan, saan mo ilalagay ang play, real interaction? Saan mo lalagay yung movement, exercise, exploration, yung naglilikot? Saan mo lalagay dyan? Very important yon. So nawawala ng opportunity, nawawala ng space for that.
Perfect idea, no, Doc Michelle. I agree with you. Even as a technology advocate, I would even say it's the use of technology is developmentally appropriate as well. I would even say, and sometimes, like some tech advocate or maybe developers would really feel, you know what, parang questioning me because we thought you advocate for tech, but you said it's
Yes.
like you're not supporting tech. And I feel like no, I support tech, but you know, in a very developmental way. If you ask me, do you
Yes.
want tech for younger kids? I would say no, because I would love them to go out, interact, play, you know, develop whatever physical things that needs to be developed their age. Balance, key is the balance. Doc Michelle, I'm gonna push further the conversation. Do you think we have more anxious kids right now, youth right now?
Yes. Yes. Una, let's look at the sphere of where they are growing up. You know, there are crimes before, but now it's more in the news. Na also, the generation of the parents who are raising the kids now are the generation who are like me, na pinalaki na may some kind of risk sa mata natin ngayon. Di ba? Hindi tayo yung, for me, I did not grow up, talagang pinrotektahan ng parents ko. But you know, I like that line, my favorite line in the digital citizenship document ng UNESCO. Let us manage, parents should be at the helm of raising the digital citizens so that risk will not become harm. Lagi naman may risk. Pero paano hindi magpaprogress? So, given that the parents, we tend to overfunction. And then, you would basically maririnig mo, they would rather na yung anak nila nasa bahay, okay lang na nasa tech, kesa naman lumabas. So, yun lang eh. Yun lang common sense thinking na, ay, oo nga no. Okay lang naman dyan, at least nakikita namin. At least hindi ko saan nagpupunta. But we are actually interfering with the needs, for example, of young kids. They need to play and interact. Eh, pag kasi mayroong kalaro, mag-aaway lang. But that's part of development. Diba? Eh, kasi maglilikot. But that's part of exploration. Brain, emotions, lahat ng aspeto. Eh, kasi blah, blah, blah. So, marami tayong nagiging explanation, but when you look at developmental psych books, yun talaga lahat. Point by point yan. Play, exploration, brain development, social interaction, lahat yan yung key elements. And then tayo nagiging fretful, and then we tend to overfunction or overprotect our kids to the point that we are trying to cushion them too much from the scratch bruises. Huwag mong aawayin yung anak ko. It's not good for mental health. Ayaw din nilang pagalitan. Sorry. Lagi ko naririnig yung, kasi baka magkaroon ng mental health concern pag pinagsabihan ko, magalit.
Oh no, yeah.
So, saan galing yung anxiety? Actually, it's in the, you look at, it's the ecological system eh.
Yeah.
The
Yeah.
whole system, it's adding one layer to the other. Kaya,
Yeah.
while we are always talking about resilience, many kids now are not resilient.
True, true.
O,
Yeah.
sige. Pag naka, ito yung simple explanation ko, Jane. Bakit hindi mo di-develop ang anxiety? The real life is actually full of anxiety, anxiety situations. But, if they are not exposed to these real life situations, if they're always, wag mong panoorin yan, cuddled, in tech, digital sphere, if they're anxious about the situation, all they just have to do is click the X in the screen.
Exit.
Nag-surface ang anxiety, pero abruptly, tinigil mo yung proseso.
Yeah.
You know, staying with the feeling.
Yeah.
They do not stay with the feeling. So they do not full experience the feeling. Pero, nandyan lang. It's not gonna go away. It's just not processed.
Yeah.
But, when it comes to real life interaction. Pag may kaaway ka, pag pinapagalitan ka, pag may situation that you need to face,
You get
there's
to
no
learn.
other way. So,
Yeah.
you know, that is actually the golden opportunity on how we develop the tenacity and the mental strength plus the emotional maturity. Yung talagang interactions with experience, with the real world, with difficult people, dun tayo nagkakasubukan.
Wonderful points, Doc Michelle. I do remember, no, just to add something. I remember when I was speaking with my sister, sabi ng sister ko, I don't let them go out kasi madudumihan sila. And I said, so what? That's part of it. You explore. I mean, you go with nature. Of course, you'll get dirt or whatever. But I love your point, Doc Michelle. No, we cannot expect them to develop such skills if we don't allow them to be in those opportunities where they develop skills.
Yes,
Doc
yes.
Michelle, you've mentioned a lot about the role of parents, and this is my last question in our conversation right now. Parents and educators, most especially parents, what do they need to do to make sure, you know, that I mean, the risk is out there, but the way we respond to those things might be very, very challenging as well. So what do parents and educators need to understand about formation of kids?
You have to let them experience life for what it is. Kung merong hindi maganda, they need to be there. They need also to experience the feelings that they're having. Do not overfunction for them. Do not cuddle them. Do not do life for them. Meron akong term dyan in my book,
Dr. Michelle,
Family
sorry.
Goals.
Can you repeat that? I love what you've said. Do not
What did he say? Do not do
do
life
not
for them. Do not
love it.
cuddle them. And do not sanitize life for them.
Do not
They need,
live
you know,
their life
we
for
both,
them.
do not live their lives. We need bacteria, to good and bad bacteria, to balance off things. And exactly that. Because if we live the life for them, we are removing all the golden opportunities that life offers for the child to fully develop in various areas. So kahit na feeling natin na eh kasi nakakaawa, meron akong term dyan, Jim, kailangan tigasikmura.
Oh,
Kasi
yes.
the teens now, they will not fully experience, they will not grow. It's nice that parents are doing it on a short-term basis. It's nice to help. But in the long term, we are not letting them grow. Yun yung key dun eh. We're not letting them fully develop and we're not letting them grow. Yun yung difficulty.
It's so Vygotsky's zone of proximal development. We stay
Yes.
with them, with scaffold, but then in the end, the big idea is for them to really do things on their own, right?
No other way, no other way. Kaya tinan mo ngayon, even college, let me just share with you, even college and universities now, may parenting talk. Eh, sa totoo lang, ang parenting formation starts with preschool.
True.
Starts with
True.
preschool. Tapos, I gave a talk for a school on allowing child, the teens to have their individuation process. And one of the key questions na narinig ko, dapat ba chine-check pa? I want, okay lang ba that I'm still checking all my kids' messages? Take note, college.
Oh no.
Is it okay for my child, for me to have the password of my child? And that is actually over-functioning. It may be okay for grade school, but if you're teaching, treating the
College.
kids, both teachers, ha? Teachers and parents. If you're teaching the adult kids now as grade school, we have a problem. We
Yeah.
have a problem already. We're not preparing them for adulthood.
Yeah.
That's
The
why,
agent.
adulthood-wise,
Yeah.
meron ako naririnig ngayon, sinasamahan pa ng parents para mag-apply.
Do you want to hear a story that I really have experienced? It's the
Okay.
parent messaging the owner of the company about the condition environment or how it's affecting her son. And
Yes, meron din akong
that's in
alam.
the work. And my gosh, in college, we have parents. No, not we, as in my school's parents. I know that
Yes.
there are parents, writing professors about, like the way they do when their kids were in elementary grade school. They do that in college.
Yeah.
And right
Meron din
now,
akong
I
narinig. May
yeah.
mental health issue yung anak. They cannot deliver and function. Sinong sumagot ng emails ng anak at nagsabi sa boss na her child is having episodes of anxiety?
Oh
Yung nanay. Yung
no.
nanay. This is in a professional setting. So, not to scare you, but that's the effect. That's the outcome. So, is tech, going to your question, is tech affecting? Yes. And then many adult people, many older people will say, but there's nothing like that naman during our time. Yan ang lagi natin naririnig. Because there is, it's just not labeled. And for me, there's no comparison because the context of the generation, the context of the generation of how our parents or even us grew up, it's not the same with the context, the complicated world that these children are living in now. So hindi mo pwedeng comparable. Sa akin, ang dapat lang na comparable dito is yung developmental needs nating lahat, everything in the human system. It's still the same, but the context on how we operate, yun nagkakaiba.
The environment, right? And
Environment,
I've really
yes.
appreciated a lot of educators and even psych advocates, no? It's not just, the experience is the best teacher, teachers are the second teacher, parents are the first teacher. I've also been even the idea that even the learning environment is a teacher in itself. I mean, not
Yes.
learning environment, just the environment that we are moving in or part of, it's actually a teacher in itself.
Parang too much scientific processes and too much that we forgot that there's so many things around us, even just in the streets, that the children can learn from.
Love it. Doc Michelle, our audience right now, I know that you are really into our conversation. Don't worry, Doc Michelle, right? This is not your only episode with us. So, Doc Michelle, for
Yes.
more conversations like this, makes things, serious things, a little bit lighter for us to understand. So, Doc Michelle, for this episode, final words for our audience.
Parents and teachers, they still cannot be replaced by gadgets. Yun pa rin. And we need to actually still personally connect with the children so that all the digital risk will not become harm. We cannot just leave them with technology. While we both advocate safe technology use, we are actually educators in the digital age, but nothing can replace real person connection. And wala pa rin magre-replace on how we are created and made developmentally. And the whole human psyche, the human body, the human development, it's still the same. Yun pa rin then and now. So we need to do our part. We need to actually be very intentional in doing our part.
Thank you so much, Doc Michelle. And that is a fitting end to our conversation for this episode. And I love the fact, and just to repeat, let's not live the life that is meant to be lived by every individual. So thank you so much,
Yes,
Doc
yes.
Michelle. It's been an
Thank you,
honor. It's been
Jim.
a lovely episode. So thank you to our listeners as well. We hope that you stay with us and listen to our episodes as well. So thank you and God bless you all. See you next time. Doc Michelle, bye-bye.